أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. We are in the present the chapter of making sabr, and some explanatory notes were explained about sabr, what sabr is and how much we must make sabr. The first ayat that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has explained was that Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wasabiru. O you who believe, make sabr. So sabr is a command also from Allah Ta'ala, and in fact that we should vie with one another, that how much more sabr we can make. But unfortunately, we are not really aware of this, so we feel many times that how much sabr must I make? I've made too much sabr, I can't make more sabr. That is not the case. Allah has not made us responsible for anything that is beyond our capacity. So we all can make sabr. It is a matter of using that which is within us and make sabr. Whenever such conditions come upon us, we make sabr. We don't complain and say, how much sabr? I can't make any more sabr. My sabr is exhausted. Those type of words we should not say. In fact, we should vie with one another in making more sabr. And as we had read also, and as we will read, the rewards of sabr are very great. And an immediate reward of it is, yeah, in this world, a person who makes sabr is content with the conditions which Allah has put upon him. That person finds great peace. And a person who doesn't make sabr, he will be always complaining and is only harming himself. And he's in the process, he harms others also. But if he does not make sabr, he himself emotionally, even his health he will affect. He will be complaining, wailing, moaning all the time. Nobody likes a person also who is complaining all the time. Whereas if we make sabr, then everyone else also is comfortable. We are also comfortable. In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Most certainly, we will test you with a bit of fear and hunger and loss in wealth, lives and fruit, and give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. So yeah, in this ayat clearly Allah Ta'ala says that with great stress in this word, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. According to Arabic grammar, there are great stresses in this word. And it's the words of Allah and in the Quran. So it is absolute. Allah says, we will definitely test you. بِشَيْءٍ, a little bit. And that little bit, we should take it and understand. Allah is saying, no matter how we feel, that is a mountain on me. We feel there is no light at the end of the tunnel. We feel it's the end of my life. But Allah is saying, it's just a little bit that we are testing you. So we should try and accept it, acquaint ourselves with the teachings of the Quran, remind ourselves that Allah is saying, and Allah's words are 100% true, that it is just a little test. And Allah says, this test will come to you as far as fear. You will have lot of fears and apprehensions also. This is going to happen, that is going to happen, this can happen, that will come to every person also. Jew, hunger, a person is afraid of poverty also. And he fears my finances are not going right, my financial position is not right. So that also, Allah Ta'ala will test us in that also. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. And there will be that Allah will test us and loss in our wealth also. Sometimes we will see that we suffer some losses also. That is also part of it. وَالْأَنفُسْ, and of persons also. Somebody will pass away, somebody will be in difficulties, etc. That also Allah will test us. وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and the fruit, the results of things. In that also Allah Ta'ala said, He will test us. So testing from Allah, Allah said, definitely Allah will test us. Our duty is that we beg Allah not to test us. We are too weak. We cannot take tests at all. But when they do come, then we should bear them very patiently. As Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings. There are great rewards for those people who make sabr. Allah is promising. So we beg Allah and we continuously ask Him that please do not test us. We are too weak. We cannot take any test whatsoever. But when they do come, then we should try and tolerate them fully and accept them that they are from Allah and Allah is giving it for a reason. He wants to raise our stages. He wants to purify us from our wrongs that we have done. And He is going to give us great, great rewards. He is congratulating the people who make sabr, bashiri sabirin, give glad tidings. So sabr is a great quality also which we should all try and make effort to bring within our lives. We ask Allah not to bring such conditions, and for that also we will be rewarded. But Allah knows His work, He is absolute. And when if He does test us in anything, then we should exercise patience. And we have to work on that before to have the ability to make sabr. And when the conditions come, then we make sabr and we accept it. And in fact, we accept it with an open heart and wholeheartedly. And very high is that position of those people who accept it happily. And there are many such people. They are in difficulties, but they are smiling, they are laughing, they are in fact joking also. And all, no matter what difficulties they are going through. So Allah give us that quality of sabr also, and it is for us to have this sabr as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.